to it. You are FM. It is 24 past nine. It's cruising through a Monday morning. A good looking one outside, that's for sure. Well, do you love your job? Have you ever had designs on maybe having a job that's a little bit more fun? I've got a gentleman on the line who pretty much has taken that to the absolute extreme. He designs Lego. He's a professional Lego builder, and his name is Ryan McNaughty. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Ryan. First question for you. How on earth were you able to turn a love of Lego into a career choice?
Good morning. I was very lucky. I bumped into the right Danish people at the right time, and I had the very interesting pleasure of telling my boss that I'm going to quit to go play with Lego bricks. She wasn't happy, let me tell you.
I reckon she probably looked at the calendar and said, is it April 1st or something?
Yeah, pretty much, and I think that was the look my wife gave me at the time too, to be honest, so it's all good.
So what were you doing before you decided to take this up?
Yeah, I was in the corporate world. I was the chief information officer of a media company, so I was well up the corporate chain and pretty much chained to a desk all day, and like anyone who's had a midlife crisis, I didn't buy a Porsche. Couldn't afford one of those, so I played with Lego instead.
Ryan, you don't need to buy one, you can build one.
And it's funny you say that, I did build a Lego Ferrari, so I couldn't afford the real McCoy, so made my own, yes, indeed.
Well, what do your kids think of this career choice? They probably think you've got the best job going around town.
Well, we've got twin 9-year-old boys, and about 18 months, maybe 2 years ago, they realised the street credibility of what Dad does for craft. So all of a sudden at school, of course, I've got a bit of a Pied Piper happening when I do school pickups and drop-offs. So it's quite fun, really.
Look, there. I have seen a photo of you next to a giant helicopter that you've built. What are some of the other creations, the really extreme ones that you've built with Lego?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Here in Newcastle, I've actually got a few record breakers. We've got Australia's tallest Lego model, which is a Saturn V rocket, which is just under 7 metres high. Which is the one that took me into the moon for the first time. We've got a giant Colosseum, you know, the Roman Colosseum made out of Lego bricks. We've got a big A380, the double-decker bus, Airbus. Yeah, so we've got lots of big stuff here. We've got, to give you an idea, it's a bit hard on radio, but two B-double semi-trailers full of Lego.
That is massive.
Yeah.
That is real. How do you get the idea for it? I mean, you just sort of say, well, there's a truck, I want to build that, and then go towards finding all the right coloured bricks to make it all happen?
Yeah, look, I don't know how OCD you are or not, but sorting your Lego is very important.
Well, considerably.
We're very well organised. I've got a team of six that work underneath me as well, so we have to be organised, so we need to be able to find, you know, what we're looking for when we need it sort of stuff. But ideas pretty much come from everywhere, and I loved Lego when I was a kid, and it wasn't obviously until we had kids that I got back into it, but they're full of ideas. So they're always like, Dad, you need to build this, Dad, you need to build that, those kind of bits and pieces. So never short of ideas, never.
Well, the exhibition is making its way to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. In fact, it's there at the moment. What are some of the things we can expect when we head along, Ryan?
Yeah, so for the Star Wars fans, we've got a giant X-Wing from Star Wars, for those that love their Star Wars, can see that. We've got another record breaker, the world's largest Lego flower, which is a giant, big, multicoloured begonia. It's here as well. There's about 2.5 million Lego bricks worth of models, and another 2.5 million bricks for people to build their stuff to put on display as well. So, it's really hands-on, and it's I won't say it's kind of dangerous, because kids get to show me up with their creations. So I'm a bit nervous about my job, to be honest.
I'm not sure about dangerous, Ryan. Have you ever stepped on one on the floor? That's pretty dangerous.
Safety footwear is really important, Sam, really important.
Fair call, Ryan. Well, I always thought I was pretty good that I was able to build the Shell service station overnight, and you've obviously shown me up with some of your creations. We look forward to seeing them. Ryan, thank you for your time this morning.
Awesome, thank you. Can't wait to see you all. Bye.
Thank you, Ryan. The Lego exhibition, I don't know, it is a pretty interesting career choice. He seems to be making a pretty good go of it. It's 28 past 9 to 2 in URFM.